Eleanor urged her daughters back to the task. Sylvia obeyed, but more cautiously this time. Gradually, the dough grew longer and wider until it was nearly translucent. Eventually, the dough stretched to the edges of the table, impossibly thin. Their mother circled the table one last time, trimming off the thicker edges with a knife. She set the scraps aside, she would make soup noodles with them later, and beckoned for Sylvia to bring her the apple slices. While Sylvia held the bowl, Eleanor scooped out the apples and lined one long edge of the dough from one end of the table to the other, piling up the slices in the shape of a log. When she had finished, Eleanor set the empty bowl on the counter, her face flushed. Worried, Sylvia watched her while she held onto the back of a chair to rest, but she paused only a moment. Then, starting at one end, she carefully folded the dough over the apples until they couldn't be seen. "This is where teamwork is essential, girls," she said, unclipping two of the clothespins. Her daughters had helped with this part before and knew what was to come. They took their places on either side of their mother and grasped the long edge of the sheet with both hands. Eleanor counted to three, and then they lifted the sheet so that the log of apples rolled away from them, wrapping itself up in dough as it went. Eleanor bent the strudel into a horseshoe, put it in a pan, and brushed it with butter left to melt on the stovetop. Claudia helped her slide the pan into the oven, and then, Sylvia thought with relief, they were finished. "Well done, girls," their mother praised. "But the proof will be in the tasting." Sylvia's mouth watered in anticipation, but she knew they would have to wait until breakfast, Christmas morning, to enjoy the fruit of their labors. Eleanor allowed them to savor their moment of pride for only a moment before reminding them of the second ball of dough waiting to be stretched. A few minutes before the second strudel was ready to shape for the pan, the first had finished cooking. The heavenly aroma of cinnamon apples poured into the kitchen as Eleanor opened the oven door and took out the baking pan. To Sylvia's joy, it looked exactly as it should, exactly like every strudel the Bergstrom women had made in that kitchen for generations. With the second strudel in the oven, Sylvia was eager to begin another. "Shall we get more apples from the cellar, Mama?"
"Let's rest a while first," said Claudia, her eyes on their mother's face.